So we'll call the meeting to order if I can get a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda. Herb
Thank you.
Sims.
Thank you, Herb. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremiah. All right, Herb.
Present.
If you can say aye.
Oh, sorry.
Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Aye.
Farnaz.
Aye.
And Anthony. Aye. The motion to approve the agenda, and the agenda has been approved. So moving on. Are there any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items? Okay. Any presentations from the floor on agenda items? Okay. So really today's discussion is centered around Andrew and his board member application. And so I'll turn it over to Pranaz to discuss Andrew as a respective board member.
Do I need to hide or anything?
No, you're good to stay on. Thank you for being here, Andrew.
Yes.
I think we're very fortunate to have Andrew be interested in serving on our board, both because of his legal background and his experience with charter school governance and knowledge of school, charter school finance and financial management. I think that we had the blessing of a Bruce Greenspan on our board for a good, I think, 15 to 18 years. And he asked critical questions and he dug deep into our budgets and he looked at the contracts and has continued to be a resource for us. And he serves on our finance committee. But it's clear we need another person with that skill set and that critical eye to continue to hold us accountable and to look into the details of some of this work. And I think that Andrew comes with a tremendous amount of experience and a commitment to our mission and a passion for working in public education to transform public education from within the charter school sector. So we're very lucky and enthusiastic to have him serve on our board.
Yeah. And I'll just add that Andrew has been an interested member of the community, attended multiple board meetings and committee meetings, and he's also completed all the prerequisites for board election.
Well done, Andrew.
Absolutely. I just have a quick question for clarification. Because, Farnaz, you said a legal background. Is it legal or finance background? Or both?
Yeah,
When I
both.
look at the documents, it says finance.
I went to law school, never practiced as a lawyer. In my day job, I spend much of my time poring through contracts. It's a finance job, kind of in definition, but there's plenty of contract stuff involved.
Oh, definitely understand. I just, when I read all your credentials, it focused on finance. So I said, well, is the legal background too? So thank you for the clarification, my friend.
Can I clarify Harvard Law, right? Not
Yes.
just any legal.
Oh, awesome.
Duke and Harvard, so he's not too shabby. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a big
No.
brother that went to Duke, so it was his, he paved the path. Nothing to do with me.
Very nice.
Well, I have to ask for your forgiveness because I went to Notre Dame and we beat Duke the other day. So, it was a good game
We take there's zero expectation as to Duke, so take for granted that that would happen, and when we win, it's more like the alternative. Sure.
Right. So, okay. Farnaz, I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to discuss.
No, that's everything I want to cover.
Well, I'll say,
Just
obviously your experience is fantastic. We're very fortunate to be able to have you on the board, assuming you want to continue to join us. And as Farnaz mentioned, your experience, both on a legal side and a finance side, will be very beneficial. So I'm very happy to see that you want to be a part of this organization. It's a phenomenal organization, as you probably know. I've been involved for 7 years, and the passion and the intelligence the commitment of the people on in this organization is fantastic, and quite frankly, you know, a pretty astounding pedigree on the board. Present company excluded, people on the board have been just their experiences, their education, and their commitment has been fantastic. So I hope you will enjoy your time with us.
Thank you. Well, if I may, I guess I'll just say, you know, to the contrary of what you guys said, I feel like I'm the one that's privileged to be joining. I'm certainly humbled to join the group. Had the chance to visit with you, Farnaz, and was just, you know, so enjoyed visiting the school and seeing the environment that you guys have created. And so to be in a spot where there's an opportunity to help give lend a hand in any small way is great. I'm thrilled. I've been looking for a way to contribute to charter schools since terming out of the charter school I was on in DC for 6 years and where I was treasurer. We had a good run, and I've been you know, trying to be quite careful to find a great place to continue the efforts, and quite serendipitously found you guys through friends and old HLS colleague, actually. And so feel very fortunate that, you know, sort of cosmic forces brought that together. So it's great. Thank you.
A connection brought us together, but I do want to call to attention that Andrew reached out to Anita Landecker at XED, who's like the sort of back office guru queen of charter schools. And he met with her separately seeking this information and asked about us and did research. So you know, you could have left it as at a social connection to the organization, but he took it 10 steps further. And Wow. And that's what I personally found very inspiring and am excited about. Like someone who's going to take that additional step, do the research. This is what we need at this time. So thank you.
That was fantastic. Jeremiah, anyone else? Any questions, comments, concerns?
No questions or concerns for me. Look forward to working with you, Andrew.
Should we move on to the action item, Farnaz?
Yes.
Okay, so action item A, we are here to recommend nomination of Andrew. Is it Ellen Bogan? Ellen Bogan, yes, okay.
Yes.
To our ECS board. So with that, do I have a motion to recommend the nomination?
I move that we recommend.
Thank you.
Andrew joins the board.
Thank you.
Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Farnaz.
Thank you.
Okay, Herb.
Aye.
Jeremiah.
Aye.
Farnaz.
Aye.
Anthony, aye. The Welcome Governance Committee there. Has recommended the nomination to Andrew. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you.
Thank you for participating in your nomination.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And with that, and congratulations. We're excited. Is it my understanding now that it goes to the board of ECS to approve? So this, yes. The Governance Committee, just so you know, Andrew, and you've been involved in many boards, we make the nomination and then the board will then approve your board membership.
Yeah, that's at the November meeting.
Yes.
Yes.
November 30th.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. You guys will tell me in advance, you know, process in terms of like coming in after the, you know, after or something.
Generally speaking, for us, and actually I'll stop and let you explain what happens at the board meeting.
Generally, we have it on the agenda once something is recommended either by any of our committees, whether it's our finance committee or our governance committee in this instance. The vote is pretty clear cut at the board meeting. So you would attend the board meeting and we would conduct the board, the vote. You wouldn't get to vote, obviously, and then you would officially be a board member at that time.
Sure.
Right. And every vote after your vote, you would be included on.
So you could read the stuff in advance, so to be ready for it then, in the case.
Indeed.
Sound okay. good?
Sounds great. Thank All you.
Right. We'll vote to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I vote to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you for a second. Anthony seconds,
yeah.
All right. Herb.
Aye.
Jeremiah.
Aye.
Fernaz.
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Meeting has been adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your commitment, your focus, and glad the recommendation went through, Andrew. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Appreciate the trust. Thank you,
Herb and Anthony, for being here on a Friday morning, and thank you, Andrew, for joining. We appreciate you.
No problem at all. Thank you all.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care.